Welcome back. Glad to have you with us again. Remember Pastor Mike Galati's message from last month? The one about living on the edge?
Yeah, with those three currencies, the gold and silver, but then the faith.
Right. Well, we're going back to that message. This time, it's part two. He gets into some pretty powerful stories, you know, from the Bible and really uses those to kind of inspire people to have that bold faith in action.
It's really interesting how he starts by saying that living on the edge, it's all about seeking first the kingdom.
Yeah, that was something that I noticed too. You know, he makes it very clear right from the beginning. It's not about us going after what we want personally. It's about helping other people.
And the most interesting part is he uses his own life, right? Like, he talks about how when he was focused on serving other people, all these amazing things just started to happen, you know, like getting that free retail space in Hawaii to make a healing room.
I know, that's crazy. He's just trying to help people and bam, this opportunity just shows up. I wonder if we all did that more, you know, focused on others, what kind of blessings would we see?
That's a good question. And it's not just about, you know, what happens to us individually. He talks about how wanting to serve people led to his whole television ministry. And now it's in like 22 countries and reaches millions of people. That's a pretty big impact.
For sure. When we're doing what God wants us to do, it's amazing what can happen.
Definitely. And then he goes into this idea of God's unlimited power. You know, he's basically saying we don't have to hold God back by trying to figure everything out ourselves.
I love that.
Instead, we should just step out in faith, even when we don't know what's going to happen.
And that story he tells about the four lepers from 2 Kings, perfect example. They're going to die from starvation. So what do? They decide to go into the enemy's camp, risking everything.
Wow.
And then because of that faith, that action, the entire Syrian army, they just run away. They think they're under attack, but it's a miracle. Mm. You know,
that's powerful. Just goes to show when we step out in faith, even when it seems crazy, things can change.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, leprosy or a famine. It applies to anything that seems impossible, right? Sometimes we hold ourselves back more than anything else.
Absolutely. It makes you think about what we might be holding back in our own lives.
Yeah.
What could God do if we just trusted him more?
Right. What looks impossible to us, but really it just takes that leap of faith.
Totally. Oh, and then he gets into this whole thing about generational curses, you know? He actually doesn't really agree with that whole concept.
Really?
Yeah. He says that God offers a new covenant, one of mercy and blessings, and he brings in the Bible to support it. Like in Exodus, he points out that God's judgment is only on people who, you know, hate him, not their families down the line.
That's interesting.
And then in Luke, he talks about the new covenant, how Jesus' sacrifice, it changes everything. It opens up the possibility for generations to be blessed, not cursed. It's like, we have a choice. We can focus on the bad stuff, or we can look at all the good God offers.
That's deep. But do you think maybe there's a balance there? Like, I don't know, maybe it's not ignoring family patterns, but it's about seeing how God can change things, you know? Like, we're not just stuck with what happened in the past. We can change our future with our choices and our faith. What do you think?
You make a great point. It's not about pretending things didn't happen. It's about believing that God can redeem anything. And this leads perfectly into what he talks about next, being careful about what we think about.
Yeah.
He brings up Samson, you know?
Samson.
Yeah, Samson, the guy with the super strength. But he held on to this resentment, this bitterness, for 20 years, all because his wife betrayed him. And it was that bitterness that destroyed him in the end. It's a lesson for all of us. If we hold on to anger and negativity, it's going to hurt us more than anyone else.
Wow, 20 years. That's a long time.
I know. And then he shares this little detail from Proverbs that I thought was so interesting. God lists the things he hates. And the last one, the thing he calls an abomination, it's not even something physical. You know, it's sowing discord among people.
So he's saying that negativity and bitterness, those are even worse than physical harm.
Exactly. Makes you think, right? What kind of negativity are we holding on to? And how would our lives be different if we let it go and focused on good things?
It's a challenge for sure. I'm definitely going to be thinking about that this week.
Me too. And actually, there's a lot more to think about as we get into the next part of Pastor Mike's message, but we'll save that for next time.
You know, it's amazing how Pastor Mike, he ties that in, like how we think to how we hear God's word. He uses that parable, remember, about the sower. It's in Mark chapter 4.
Oh, yeah. The seeds. He was saying that God's word is like a seed. And depending on where it lands, you know, the soil, meaning our hearts, it'll grow differently or not at all. It really gets you thinking about what kind of soil are we, you know?
Right. And he goes into detail about those different types of soil, what they mean, like That first one, the wayside, the seat, just gets snatched away, doesn't even get a chance. That's like when we hear the word, but there's doubts, distractions, we don't let it sink in.
Then there's the stony ground. The seed pops up, looks good for a minute, but then no roots, so it just withers away. Pastor Mike says that's people who get all excited at first, but then when things get tough, you know, challenges or persecution, they give up.
And can't forget the thorny ground. The seed's there, but it gets choked out by all the stuff of the world, the worries, the desires, all that. That one feels really, really relevant these days, don't you think?
For sure. I mean, think about it. We're constantly being bombarded with information, entertainment, everything. It takes real effort to make space for God's word, you know, let it grow.
Absolutely. Which brings us to the good soil. What makes it good? It's the people who, they don't just hear the word, they get it, they let it change them. And they produce fruit, some a little, some a lot, you know, 30-fold, 60-fold, even 100-fold.
That's a great image, right? Like when our hearts are open, there's so much potential for growth, abundance, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not just sitting back and waiting for it to happen, is it?
No way. Pastor Mike's clear about that. We got to do our part. It's like tending a garden, right? You got to get the soil ready, pull out the weeds, give those plants what they need to thrive.
Totally. And that's when you see the results, when you put in the effort, like those incredible stories he tells. Remember the one about the Shiite Muslim man in Hawaii?
Oh, that's a powerful one. So he's leaving the farmer's market, just walking, and he feels like he's supposed to go a certain way, ends up meeting this guy. And at first, the guy's totally against Christianity.
Yeah. But then something changes. The man sees how much love and peace Pastor Mike has, and he gets curious.
Crazy how God works, right? Like, just a normal day turns into something incredible.
And Pastor Mike, he didn't back down. He listened, he shared his own story, and just trusted that the Holy Spirit would do the rest.
And what happened?
Well, the man ended up becoming a Christian. Just from seeing the power of the Holy Spirit in Pastor Mike's life. Shows you, we don't have to be perfect to share our faith. You know, sometimes it's just about being real and letting God lead.
So true. Speaking of God leading, did you hear the part about how Pastor Mike and Tasha, his wife, ended up having breakfast with Andrew Womack?
Wait, what? How did that happen?
So they really wanted to meet him, but no idea how it would ever work out. They just prayed about it, trusted God to open the door, you know.
So did they just bump into him somewhere?
Even better. They're at this event and Andrew Womack, he walks right up to them, asks if they want to have breakfast.
No way. That's amazing.
See, it's a reminder. When we're focused on God's kingdom, doing what he wants, he makes things happen. Things we never could have planned. We don't have to figure out the how. We just focus on who we're trusting.
I love that. All these stories, they're so encouraging. You know, it's like, even when we don't see it, God is working. And when we step out in faith, wow. He does incredible things. It's like Pastor Mike's inviting us on an adventure.
Absolutely. He's saying, come on, let's go beyond what's normal, what's predictable, what's safe. Let's go to the edge of faith where the impossible becomes possible and we see the fullness of God's love and power.
That's where things get exciting. But let's be real. It's not always easy, right? There's going to be tough times, obstacles, moments when we just want to go back to what's comfortable. What do you think?
Absolutely. Pastor Mike, he gets that. It's like a farmer, right? Working hard to protect the crops. We got to be just as careful to protect the seeds of faith that have been planted in our hearts. The enemy, he doesn't want us to succeed. He'd love for us to fall flat.
He's going to try to snatch away those seeds, plant doubts, distract us with worries, anything to choke out our faith. It's a real battle, and we need to be ready.
So being ready, that means knowing God's word, having people around it who support our faith, and fighting those lies and temptations that come our way.
And something else he talks about, not getting offended when things get hard, when we're persecuted. It's easy to get discouraged or bitter, but he says those are actually opportunities to grow.
That's right. He says it's not God causing those trials, it's the enemy trying to get us to quit. But when we don't get offended, when we keep going with faith and grace, we come out stronger. Like refining gold, you know? The heat makes it pure, even more valuable.
Makes sense. So how do we get that kind of faith, the kind that can't be shaken no matter what?
Pastor Mike, he takes us back to the basics of God's word. He says, dive in, study it, think about it, let it change how you think and act.
Because faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of God, right? That's how we get to know him, his promises, his power. And the more we take it in, the stronger our faith grows.
It's a choice we make every day. Feed our minds and hearts with God's word, even when we don't feel like it, even when we're tired or busy.
Because those are the times we need it the most, right? When we're tempted to doubt, we need to remember who God is, what He can do, and that we're not alone.
We've got the Holy Spirit with us, helping us, guiding us, praying for us. We've got a Heavenly Father who loves us no matter what, and He's always working things out for our good. And we've got other believers, people to encourage us, support us, pray with us on this whole faith journey.
I don't know about you, but hearing all this, it gives me so much hope. It's like Pastor Mike is saying, hey, our lives are bigger than our problems, bigger than our mistakes. We're empowered by God's grace and power, and they're limitless. He's inviting us to break out of the ordinary, you know, and step into something incredible that God has planned for us.
An adventure. That's what it is. Living on the edge of faith, going beyond the norm, and making a real difference in the world.
As we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious, what's resonating with you the most? What's standing out? And what step of faith is God asking you to take today?
Remember, God's power has no limits, His love never changes, and His plans for you, they're bigger than you can imagine. So what are you going to believe? What step will you take to go beyond the norm?
It's been amazing going through all of this with you. You know, Pastor Mike, he's really onto something with this whole living on the edge of faith thing.
Mm.
But it makes you wonder, where do we even start?
Well, he actually gives us some practical advice. Remember those three currencies, the gold, silver, and faith?
Yeah.
He says, take a look at what you're putting your faith in. What are you investing it in?
That's a good idea, like a spiritual checkup, right?
Yeah.
Are we trusting in ourselves or our circumstances, or are we trusting in God?
Exactly. And he reminds us, you know, faith, it's not just something we believe. It's powerful. It can move mountains.
Literally.
Yeah. He even asks, what mountain are you facing? You know, what impossible situation in your life needs a miracle?
So step one, figure out what that mountain is.
Mm.
Then we can start focusing our faith on it, believing that God can make a way, even when we don't see how.
Exactly. And he uses the example of his TV ministry again. Started small, local, and now it's global, reaching millions. He says it wasn't about him, his talent, or anything. It was about God being faithful and believing in something bigger than himself.
I love that. It's like that saying, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. We might not see the whole plan, but we take that first step and trust God for the rest.
And he also talks about surrounding yourself with the right people, people who will support your faith, keep you going in the right direction.
Like a spiritual cheerleading squad.
Exactly. People who remind you of God's truth when you start to doubt and celebrate with you when you win.
I like that. But it's not just about taking, right? We have to give support too. Pastor Mike, he's big on that. Encourage each other, lift each other up, remind each other how good God is. You know, as we've been talking about all this, it's hitting me. This living on the edge of faith, it's not just about, you know, taking big risks or accomplishing amazing things. It's a heart thing, you know? It's trusting God in every part of our lives.
Yeah.
Even when it's tough, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it feels like nothing's happening.
You got it. It's saying, God, I trust you. Your will be done. Knowing His plan is good. And He wants what's best for us.
And that's where the adventure really starts, right?
Mm.
When we let go of our own limited view and see things from God's perspective, His love, His power, it's like anything is possible. Miracles, dreams coming true, the whole nine yards.
That's the life He wants for us.
As we wrap up this deep dive, what's God saying to you through all of this? What's that next step He wants you to take? Remember, you're not in this alone. You've got everything you need to live on the edge of faith. It's a life of courage, adventure, and believing that with God, anything is possible.
That's it. So go out there, be bold, and live that life to the fullest.
We hope you've been inspired to embrace the adventure of faith. Until next time.